This is Decoded 8 Book for January 7th. On this date, in 1797, fur trader J.B. Cheboy of the Northwest Company noted the arrival of Netnoqua and her sons at the Pemina Post. Cheboy called her La Couturier, or Long Earrings, meaning Ottawa. Neither Cheboy nor his successor, Alexander Henry, noted that one of her sons was a white man, so completely had he adapted to native life. Abducted in Kentucky as a child, Tanner had forgotten the English language by adulthood. His Shawnee captors might have killed him, but they encountered Netnoqua in Michigan. She was considered the principal chief of the Ottawa and customarily received gun salutes from soldiers at Fort Mackinac. A shrewd trader and leader, Netnoqua saw Tanner's potential and bought him from the Shawnee. Her husband taught Tanner to hunt, trap, and sustain the household. Tanner received the name meaning the falcon. Netnoqua sought new opportunity in the Red River fur trade. During the long, dangerous journey, her husband and older son died. Tanner revered them, but his remaining brother disappointed her in character and hunting ability. Netnoqua's tent welcomed relatives, who were skilled hunters and mentors, as well as women and children. Netnoqua and her male associates guided Tanner in spiritual matters, rites of passage, hunting methods, marriage, and the practical realities of survival and trade. Tanner became the leading hunter of his bandlet and a first-hand witness to important events in tribal and fur trade history. Netnoqua enjoyed practical jokes and once placed a live rabbit in a kettle of frozen fat, expecting it to jump out when Tanner returned hungry from winter exertions. Instead, the rabbit drowned as the fat melted. Another time, she told Tanner of a vision of a bear sleeping in its hole in a slough. Tanner followed her instructions and found the bear, saving his household from starvation. He later believed Netnoqua had tracked the bear herself and revealed its location to him. In 1820, Tanner met Edwin James, a physician and botanist, on the Red River expedition led by Major Stephen Long. James later worked with Tanner to write his memoir, published in 1830. Tanner expressed great regard for Netnoqua throughout her life. The book was a popular success and remains an important historical and cultural record. Today's Decoded 8 Book is written by Lee Serdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.